I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 96 degrees, a gentle breeze in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. We're learning a few details about what happened in the Kaysville parade yesterday when the 8-year-old girl was killed. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz talked with a family spokesperson.
Ryan Dopp is the family's bishop at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He says 8-year-old Macy Hill was walking with her cheer team when she was either getting on or getting off a trailer, and that's when she ended up underneath it and was later pronounced dead at the hospital. A community now mourning the family's neighborhood lined with pink ribbons and hearts, something Dopp says is proof that that family is loved. Pink was Macy's favorite color.
There is a candlelight vigil scheduled an hour from now at Patriot Cheer in Kaysville. KSL News Time, 6:31. We're learning more about the 7 people killed in yesterday's shooting in Illinois. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the coroner in Highland Park now identifying the dead.
63-year-old Jacqueline Sundheim.
The youngest killed by gunfire at the July 4th parade was 35 years old, the oldest 88th. A 7th victim died today. More than a dozen people remain hospitalized. Investigators are looking to talk to a witness who is believed to have seen the shooter drop the rifle immediately after opening fire on parade goers. But Chris Covelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Office says the suspected gunman is talking.
Investigators have been really tirelessly working since Crimo was taken into custody, trying to determine motive. At this point, there is no definitive motive that he had.
Prosecutors today charging the suspect with 7 counts of first-degree murder. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the suspect left a trail of disturbing images online.
Post indicated an obsession with death and his music, as an amateur rapper often referenced death and dying.
Investigators are poring over the content, which includes depictions of mass shootings and a video of the parade route in Highland Park. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
As we learn more details about yesterday's shooting in Illinois, one retired Utah police officer says the shooting's a reminder to perform risk assessments for events like parades here.
Chris Bertram is a retired deputy chief of police with Unified Police. Bertram says police departments may not perform threat assessments for events like parades when it appears there is not a high risk.
I think the need has raised up a little bit, and that there are probably more additional resources being put in to our parade this year. Not that there's a threat or an actionable threat, but it's just that the fact that a parade was targeted.
Bertram says from his past experience, police have performed risk assessments before the big Days of 47 parade, but he suspects police will do more this year to prepare. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
The Justice Department has sued Arizona to block a law that requires proof of citizenship if you want to register to vote. CNN reports the Supreme Court already rejected a similar attempt to require proof of citizenship back in 2013. The Justice Department says the new law violates the National Voter Registration Act. South Salt Lake police are asking for information about a man missing since early last month. An anonymous donor is offering $50,000 for information that leads to finding Casey Boxlack.
This is completely out of character based on our investigation. It's out of Casey's character, this type of behavior, to why he would do something like this, or if, in fact, something's happened to him.
Police say Casey Boxlag's car was found in Summit County on June 8th, but the tags were stripped off, and he hasn't been seen since. A roller coaster on Wall Street today. If you were up early this morning, the Dow fell dramatically at the open, losing 700 points. But by day's end, it was down 129 in a mixed market. It's enough to make your head spin. DMBA financial planner Shane Stewart told Utah's Morning News he thinks you can blame earnings reports this time.
The reason the markets are down, the key reason, is several companies put out their earnings and they're low, like Dow Chemical or Boeing. That's the boomerang effect of the front-leading indicators that we've seen.
Well, strap in. There's a parade of earnings reports expected late this month. KSL News Time, 6:35. The Jazz officially have their new coach. Will Hardy was introduced today. He was alongside Jazz owner Ryan Smith and CEO Danny Ainge, saying his first priority is to get to know the team.
My goal these first couple months is to really hope that everybody here, you guys included, get to know me as a person before you get to know me as a coach. I think that that'll only strengthen the relationships, and then down the road, that's going to help us all be honest with each other.
Hardy will be the youngest head coach in the NBA. He's 34 years old. KSL News Time, 6:35. Ricky Meese is here watching the traffic. How are you doing? Is it easing now?
Oh, it's easing very quickly. In fact, I'm looking at I-15 and traffic rolling along both directions between Ogden and Provo once again. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.